Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, May 15th, and happy birthday to the former Dancing with the Stars winner, who also played a little bit of football. Emmett Smith is 52 years old today. I'm JP Edwards, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. A Canton man has been indicted by a Cherokee County grand jury on charges he killed his girlfriend on her daughter's wedding day. Two Cherokee County students have earned National Merit Scholarships. The accused spa shooter has been indicted in Cherokee and Fulton County, with the Fulton DA seeking hate crime charges. The Cherokee County School District recently celebrated National School Nurse Appreciation Day with the presentation of its inaugural Nurse of the Year awards. Georgia is cutting off federal unemployment benefits to incentivize out-of-work employees to return to their jobs. And finally, a local nonprofit partnered with youth sports leagues to provide bags for foster children.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
A Canton man has been indicted by a Cherokee County grand jury on charges he killed his girlfriend on her daughter's wedding day. 42-year-old Jesse Lamar Simmons is accused of shooting his girlfriend in the chest in 2019 at a home on Burris Mill Road. His girlfriend, Tammy Jean Gilbert, was alive when police responded to the home, but later died from the gunshot wound. She was 55. Jesse Simmons is charged with murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, tampering with evidence, and violating Georgia's Controlled Substance Act. Two Cherokee County School District high school seniors have earned 2021 National Merit Scholarships. Nathan Davis of Creekview High School and Jeremy Zhang of Sequoia High School are among the top 2,500 seniors in the United States to earn the prestigious $2,500 scholarship awarded by the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. Nathan, who plans to study medicine, and Jeremy, who plans to study material science, and their fellow Merit Scholar winners were selected from more than 15,000 outstanding finalists who made it through the initial rigorous selection process for the 2021 National Merit Scholarship Program. A video on YouTube has this to say about the National Merit Scholarships.
The National Merit Scholarship Program is an academic competition for recognition and scholarships. Eligible high school students enter by taking the preliminary SAT National Merit Scholarship Qualifying Test. Even if students are not selected as winners, the recognition they receive from the program can help them get into more selective schools and lead to increased scholarship opportunities. The National Merit Scholarship Program operates without government assistance and relies on independent organizations that underwrite the majority of the scholarships.
Nathan and Jeremy, along with the district's other three finalists, also remain in the running for college-sponsored National Merit Scholarships, which will be announced in June and July. Congratulations to Nathan and Jeremy. The man charged with killing eight people at spas in Cherokee County and Atlanta has been indicted by grand juries in Cherokee and Fulton County. Robert Aaron Long is charged in multiple deadly shootings on March 16th. The shooting started with four people killed at Young's Asian Massage near Acworth, followed by shootings at Gold Spa and Aromatherapy Spa in Atlanta, which left four more people dead. Six of the eight who were killed were Asian women. In Cherokee County, Mr. Long, a 22-year-old Woodstock resident, was indicted on four counts of malice murder, four counts of felony murder, criminal attempt to commit murder, 11 counts of aggravated assault, aggravated battery, possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, and criminal damage to property in the first degree. An arraignment for the case has not been scheduled yet in Cherokee. In Fulton County, Mr. Long is charged with 4 counts each of murder and felony murder and 5 counts of aggravated assault. The Fulton County District Attorney plans to seek the death penalty and is also seeking enhanced penalties for hate crimes.
What I am doing as a prosecutor is using a tool where I think it is appropriate. And I think the facts and the nature of this case made it appropriate to file for that enhancement.
The Cherokee County School District recently celebrated National School Nurse Appreciation Day with a presentation of its inaugural Nurse of the Year awards. The top school nurse selected for each innovation zone, a high school and its feeder school, were surprised with an award presentation this week. These winners will now advance to the CCSD Nurse of the Year Award program, with the winner to be selected by a panel of nursing professionals and retired educators and announced at a new professional development event for school nurses this summer. Winners include Charlene D'Alfonso of Liberty Elementary School, Susan Grant of Macedonia Elementary School, Nadia Jones of Oak Grove Elementary School Fine Arts Academy, Annette Fountain of Little River Elementary School, Erin Krantz of Sequoia High School, and Amy Hagen of Carmel Elementary School. The presentation of gift cards and honor banners to the zone winners, as well as the overall prize to be presented to the district winner, are sponsored by Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Georgia is joining a growing number of Republican-led states in cutting off federal unemployment benefits to incentivize out-of-work employees to return to their jobs. Governor Brian Kemp said that the Georgia Department of Labor will stop issuing $300 weekly checks to jobless workers effective June 26th. The governor's remarks came 3 days after a coalition of statewide business organizations spearheaded by the Georgia Chamber of Commerce released an op-ed complaining companies can't find workers for a growing list of job openings because unemployed Georgians are receiving more in state and federal jobless benefits than they could earn by going back to work. Smile Up, a Woodstock nonprofit organization, recently partnered with local youth sports organizations to help support foster children, raising a little over $2,500 to provide 101 duffel bags to the kids. The organization partnered with Cobra, a group of recreational soccer teams with the Cherokee Soccer Association, and Impact Soccer to raise funds to provide duffel bags for the foster children in Cherokee County. The soccer teams personally reached out to family and friends by handing out flyers asking for $25, which would provide a duffel bag for one child filled with a blanket, teddy bear, coloring book, crayons, a storybook written by 7-year-old Morgan Adamson, and a letter from a player. The soccer players decorated and stuffed 50 bags, which was the original goal. The team raised enough for 101 bags, so the rest of the bags will be ordered and decorated later by the baseball teams.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ag Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.